It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Hello, and welcome to the Bloomberg Benchmark Podcast. This is your host, Tori Sowell, and I'm an economics reporter here in our Washington Bureau at Bloomberg News. Right next to me is your other host, Dan Moss. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Tori. I'm the executive editor for Global Economics at Bloomberg, here with you in D.C.
That's right. And what that basically means is he's my boss's boss's boss. But in this studio, we are equals as co-hosts. So we're here to talk to you about what exactly we're doing here. We sat down one day and really wanted to figure out a way to make economics more relevant to everyday people. You know, right now it seems like a lot of formulas and equations and just the word economy can make a lot of people's eyes glaze over. We would love to bring economics to you guys in a more accessible, digestible way and in a fun way that won't put you to sleep. Right, Dan?
Not a show about statistics, and we're not going to pretend that we can fool everyone by clouding it with acronyms.
FOMC, TRP, CDSs, we're not going to go into all that.
No.
We're going to translate it for you in a way that's interesting and a way that you can probably use in your everyday life. Things like, what are your job prospects looking like? How long will it take for that job interview to translate into an actual position? How long is it going to take for you to see your paycheck increase? All these things economists are working on day in and day out. And we can provide a little bit of insight on that that might help answer some of those questions. We want to make economics accessible and really make it relevant to people's everyday lives, because it is.
What we're trying to convey is every day people like you and me are making decisions about whether to buy something, what to buy, how much do we pay for it, whether to borrow for it. And companies and governments around the world are making exactly the same decisions each day. We're trying to get under the hood here. This is a living, breathing thing.
We want to bring only the most important trends, you know, grounded in great data, and hope that you'll find it interesting.
Grounded in data, not defined by the data.
Exactly. So we'll be bringing to you topics such as labor force participation, which has become a hot topic here in the U.S. Of course, we'll be talking about Greece. We'll be talking about Japan. We'll be talking about all the major economic stories. And we'll be bringing out the little quirks in each of them that you didn't know were so interesting.
What's going on with Japan's population? What is going on with the housing industry in Australia? Gosh, I guess I'll never be able to retire back home, right?
Well, me either at this rate.
And, you know, one of the things that I've been fortunate about here at Bloomberg is the opportunity to work in a number of different bureaus in a number of continents. I may bring stories to us that reflect interests and trends I observed during my times in Malaysia, Japan, and the United Kingdom. We're here in D.C., which has this gravitational pull, which we are determined to escape. Heck, Tori, even to North Carolina, right?
That's right. That's where I'm from. And we'll also be bringing in our colleagues from around the world to help with this. Bloomberg News reporters who are experts in their fields. We'll be weaving in commentary from economists, researchers, people who work at think tanks. Obviously, we've got a ton to talk about, and we're really excited about sharing it with you. This is Tori Stillwell. Thanks for joining us, and you can follow me on Twitter at Tori Stillwell.
I'm Dan Moss, and I'm at Daniel Moss DC. See you next time.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? and where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.